Let's go, Texas. No. This is, as Brad Lane came in and said to us, this area for the last 6 years, incredible news happens in this area. Loss of life, the debate on loss of life. And again, that debate is taking place all across the city, the metro area, the state, and I can tell you on the text lines, there are individuals who are convinced that the officer and all the officers handled it exactly how they should have. Exactly. And others are like, this was murder. This could have been de-escalated, and this should not have taken place. Let's get to a part of a conversation we just were having off air. Jacob Fry, I've reached out to. We're trying to get other folks on. In fact, let's try to get Blair on, too. We talked about that a little bit, Dave. Let's send the bat signal to Blair and see if we can get him on and get his view. We're working on another individual, too. The mayor could not have been any more clear in his view, an opinion that some are going to echo and some are going to be furious about, that when the federal government, and again, here is, I repeat, what the federal government said earlier in the day. Today, ICE officers in Minneapolis were conducting targeted operations when rioters began blocking ICE officers, and one of these violent rioters weaponized her vehicle, attempting to run over law enforcement officers in an attempt to kill them, an act of domestic terrorism. An ICE officer, fearing for his life, the lives of fellow law enforcement, and the safety of the public, fired defensive shots. He used his training, saved his own life, and that of his fellow officers. The alleged perpetrator was hit and is deceased. The ICE officers who were hurt are expected to make full recoveries. This continues from Homeland Security. This is a direct consequence of constant attacks and demonization of our officers by sanctuary politicians who fuel and encourage rampant assaults on our law enforcement. These men and women are simply enforcing the law on the books and are facing a 1,300% increase in assaults against them and an 8,000% increase in death threats. This is an evolving situation. We will give the public more information as soon as it becomes available. And to that, Jacob Fry said, when the federal government is trying to spin this in self-defense, that's BS. And added, using the F word, which again, we do not condone on WCCO radio. Live press conferences happen. We do not condone those words on the station, whether whoever says it, there is a responsibility, and there is a balance of a live press conference on the biggest story we might have for the entire year. But when Jacob Fry says to ICE, get the F out of Minneapolis. Now, we can debate again on what took place, and that debate is taking place. But to act like Department of Homeland Security is not adding a great deal of color, a great deal of opinion and a reflection of the president and the commander in chief. If you don't think this is tied to what the president wants, you're paying no attention. Normally under George W. Bush, a Barack Obama, a Joe Biden, it would be more straight facts. This is why we're being attacked. We're trying to keep the country safe and clear cut. Do I believe personally that the officer, when a vehicle backs up and accelerates, do I believe a number of officers in that particular situation would fear for their safety? Yes, I do. I do. Clearly, the mayor, who I would love to have a conversation with, is adamant in not believing that. But when this report, Susan, suggests rioters blocking ICE officers and one of these violent rioters weaponized her vehicle, we don't know that. Brian O'Hara is telling us, by the way, this was not a target of their investigation, and we can add a little context to that. It's a 37-year-old white woman. Now, it appears she put that vehicle in the direction it was in the road to make it more difficult for ICE to conduct the operation. Okay? But does that mean this was a violent rioter before? Weaponizing the vehicle? Subjective. Right? Attempting to run over law enforcement officers and attempt to kill them? That is an incredible leap. That is an incredible leap. As someone who believes a number of officers would have fired under these circumstances, if the person was just attempting to kill the officer, why is the vehicle attempting to turn right in what appears to be an attempt to miss the officer? So, and an act of domestic terrorism, an ICE officer is killed. Is this clearly domestic terrorism? I'm not buying that part either. What do you want to say to just the back and forth between the city? And let's add one more thing. Brian O'Hara had an opportunity, if he wanted to back up Jacob Fry crystal clear and said that the federal government is absolutely wrong and back up his words. He did not do that. I'm not saying he doesn't agree, but he certainly had the opportunity to back him up.
I agree. I think we saw something kind of similar the morning that it was learned that George Floyd was dead.
Yep.
Mayor Fry immediately said, called it murder.
Yep.
Chief Arredondo did not.
Did not. Yep.
I think it's the nature of the business that they're each in, to be quite honest
with
you.
Yep.
That there are, you know, police generally, when they're speaking to the media, to the public, are much more measured and careful about what they say.
Right.
Especially when they're on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe you can talk to someone off air and they might have more to say to you privately.
Right.
But in this situation, it's so early. It is so early in the investigation. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little irresponsible as well, in my opinion, for the federal government to declare the story so early in the game. You know, there's, especially because we keep seeing different angles of the video.
I have now posted another angle.
There are many angles.
Of the vehicle. When people continue to say there's not an officer in front, you're just wrong. There is an officer in front of the vehicle. I mean, we're not going to do JFK here in Dealey Plaza. There's an officer in front of the vehicle. This is Trumpian from Trisha McLaughlin from Department of Homeland Security. They're always aware of what their boss wants them to say. And any pretense in a Donald Trump administration of distance between an attorney general or the FBI or Department of Homeland Security, when your job is to do this, your job in this administration is to appease and please the president of the United States. And I will be clear on this. This is being done for multiple reasons. There are violent criminals who have entered this country illegally, indisputably. This also is an administration that has directed policy after policy directed against people whose color is not the same as mine. And individuals should feel like they are not treated the same. That's just my opinion. You don't have to agree. Because when you have 50 officers descend upon the Ridgedale Library for one person, are you kidding me? Are you really kidding? That is about intimidation. And I know there are individuals in our audience, Susie, I'm going to let you jump in after this, who believe everyone who came in here and didn't get in the line and do it the right way, they're all illegal. And there are people who absolutely believe it. I think the majority of the population in this country looks at individuals who have been here potentially for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and fled their home country where they did not see an opportunity for a productive life. And maybe brought a wife, maybe brought two kids. And again, those individuals who have committed crimes, get them out of here. But the individual, Susie, who came here from Mexico, Guatemala, Venezuela, and are now a school teacher, a baker, somebody in the grounds crew, a lawyer, a doctor, your kid's best friend's mom or dad. Is that the direction I want to go after those folks? Hell no. And if you want to do that, you can be a little more surgical. You can be a little more directed, as opposed to thousands of officers. And by the way, only in states that the president didn't win. Apparently, we have no illegal immigrants. I mean, Texas doesn't have a single illegal immigrant. What a breaking story that is. Mm-hmm. It's directed for safety, intimidation, and vengeance back again, people who don't kiss his butt.
Well, this is certainly, as you said earlier, Chad, the biggest story right now in a very long time.
Yep.
Since George Floyd. This is going to be days and weeks until this all is unraveled.
And some will just never agree.
Some will never agree. I'm getting texts from friends right now and phone calls.
Yep.
Some, in fact, our Henry Lake just texted me, and he said, absolutely no way was that officer in front of the car. So Henry doesn't believe that that officer was in front of the car and that it was defense, his self-defense.
Well, we can debate the self-defense, but I mean, I've watched multiple videos.
I know, but that's what's going to happen.
Right.
It's the same. I mean, not the same, but the same with George Floyd. People were like, well, he was high on drugs, so blah, blah, blah. That's how he died. Well, he had his, you know, golly, it's your belief system that generates your belief of items, true or false, right or wrong.
Right.
And this is not going away. ICE is here, as you said, 2,000 agents. Ari mentioned in one of his reports there was more activity on Lake Street. This is Operation Surge. They're here. They're going to continue their ICE operations. They're going to continue their targeted operations with machine guns, with masks on. And the public, the concerned public, is going to show up. They are going to blow their whistles. They're going to scream. They might even swear and point fingers. They might throw snowballs. And they might end up dead. And I don't think we've seen the last of it. I really do not believe this is the end of it. I think they will stay here. They'll continue these operations.
This will reinforce. Let me jump in.
Sure.
Because our friend, former St. Cloud Police Chief Blair Anderson, is with us next on WCCO.